in the end, but you make it harder for yourself a wee bit. That's, listen, that's why I was in there for a wee bit of time. It's just that as a group, they know what I think of them. I've got a lot of good players. We control the full game. The first half. Again, we're in total control, and it's just probably, I don't know how to put it, it's frustrating. But I still went, when we went to 2-2, I always knew they would come back, but it's just frustrating. That game should have been well out of sight, well out of sight. And I'm not being disrespectful to Berwick, but it should have been game over.
Yeah, you dominated the first half. I thought the only complaint was you never scored more goals, and then you go 2-0 at the start of the second half.
Aye, but listen, no matter how much you dominate, a team's always going to have a 5-10 minute period, and it comes through mistakes. I just watched a bit of the video. There's two mistakes for us, which can be stopped. So we need to cut out the silly mistakes. Cut out the silly mistakes, but we win easily. But they know themselves, listen, I had a long chat with them, you know, that we should be happy that we won. I'm not happy that we got 3 points, but as I said, the game should have been out of sight.
I thought Darren Millar was excellent in the middle of the park. He's quite happy to have got
I thought him and Scott McLaughlin worked really well together. It's a new partnership. Listen, Darren's a fantastic football player, that's why I bought him, especially in pitches like this. He was good to him, and I thought him and Scott McLaughlin dictated the play. But then I thought moving through a wee 10-15 minute period, which I wasn't happy with him. But listen, they'll get better as a double actor. Two good football players. I'm glad to have them.
Middle to front, you look really, really strong. I remember being here for the Cowdenbeath game in August when you spoke about you've got goals in your team. It's just a case of shutting up shop and no conceding silly goals, isn't it?
I wasn't happy at all last week. That's why I made quite a lot of changes. I thought we were defensively, apart from the two goals, we were all right. We had a wee bit of a shaky 10-15 minutes. I thought Ewan and Perry was the 100% fit to play, but I just needed to shake it up a bit because I'm really disappointed defensively last week. So we need to. Listen, believe me, been plenty of work on it, and there'll be plenty of work again this week on it. But what I will say is, the group in there, 2-2, a lot of teams would throw the towel in, but we kept one. It shows good mentality for us.